choose. Recorded live.
Good evening, everybody, and everybody that's in the chat room. What's up? My name is Will. Welcome to Moto IQ Radio. Very cool show this evening. We have Jason Deanhart from Global Time Attack, GTA, globaltimeattack.com. We also have Rob Cardona from World Racing. Much love over there to those guys. Just a few things. Welcome to the show. Thank you very much, everybody that's in the chat room. We are rolling extra deep in there. I want to give a few big shout-outs to people that are going to be in the chat room this evening. Cool website, www.midwest.com. Big shout outs to them. They're supposed to be in the chat room, so everybody give them a big what's up. Big shout outs to Female Racing News, Nissan Race Shop, and Studio Road. Thanks for your support, everybody. And, you know, we're just going to go ahead and get this thing started here. There's a very, very cool couple of episode articles over at Moto IQ. One of them is the 240 Land Speed project car that's being done by Chuck over at MotoYQ.com. Go check it out. Also, there's a Compressor Maps article from Keem and a TAS 2012 coverage from GT Channel. So much love in them. Much love and respect. Jason, let's get this thing started, dude. Welcome to the show, man. Glad to have you back on.
Thank you. I'm happy to be on. Appreciate it.
No, that's cool, man. I've been a big fan of what you guys are doing over there at Global Time Attack, and you know, I'm respect, and I'll always try to put you guys out there the best I can. So what do we have going on for 2012? There was some big news, I believe, at SEMA, and I think everybody's really, really excited for this season. So you know, give us the full details.
You know, to be able to deliver, you know, some good news, theme of that, you know, I think most of you guys know what I'm talking about. You know, we briefed our events here to fit Time Attack events. We started off in our first season last year running four. We felt six is a good number. It might even be a little bit too much, but there were some really good opportunities that we could not pass up, some special folks to work with. Formed a partnership with the XDC guys, Extreme Drift Circuit, on their Texas Motor Speedway event that they have. I believe it's August 4th and 5th that weekend. It might be 5th and 6th. I'm sorry, I don't have my paperwork in front of me. So, you know, that's going to be a really good event for us. It's going to be a good event for Time Attack. The Extreme Drift Circuit boys, they normally get about 7,000-8,000 people out to that event. This will be the third year running, so we're really happy to be joining them there at that event. Other guys that we're working with, another entity that we're working with is FD, Formula Drift. Very happy, very honored that they asked us to come and run with them at Road Atlanta this year. As you guys know, it's a huge event for Formula Drift. It's a huge event for drifting and for our scene. So I think it's going to be really good for Global Time Attack. And more importantly, it's going to be really good for the Time Attack teams, owners, drivers, team members, engine builders, everybody, you know. Big audience, you guys know, you know, 15, 16,000 people, something like that. You know,
easy.
Huge audience, you know, I'm probably being sick on the number. And the next event on their schedule is Palm Beach International Raceway, which is the old Moroso Park. We're going to join them there as well. Again, you know, you're looking at over 10,000 people in the stands watching what the drifting guys do, the best guys in the world, the Formula Drift teams, the Formula Drift drivers.
Right.
So we're basically going to be like the opening act for those guys. And, you know, we couldn't be happier. Couldn't be happier.
You know, I agree 100%. You know, as a big Time Attack fan and a big drifting fan, to have the two of you guys in the same place is going to be amazing. And I think for anybody who's a fan of both, it's going to be a little bit of sensory overload. I'm sure all those teams are really looking forward to run at Road Atlanta. It's a world-class course, well-known, well-driven. If you're a Forza fan, you've been there before. And I'm sure that there's a lot of teams really eager to get out there and see what records be smashed at that track. What can you tell us about it? But
you know that's really, I mean, you're touching on it right there. You know, that's the biggest thing about it is the exposure that just Time Attack, the sport of Time Attack in general, is now going to get. You know, I think everybody knows what it is, but there is not enough people out there paying attention, close enough attention to it. And I think if it's in front of their faces, and if it's on all the popular sites, and it's on all the popular magazines and such, and then, of course, those live audiences watching it, the live stream audience watching it, you know, I think it's going to get people excited in the sport, and it's going to get a lot more people involved in it and watching what these guys do. You know, as you know, Will, there's some amazing cars out there. A lot of these guys are home-built cars. Even the guys, mm-hmm. you know, that are, you know, a little bit more like professional teams, you know, across the board. I mean, there's amazing engineering, amazing technology. I think if people will appreciate, you know, what it takes in order for these guys to do what they do out on the track.
Oh, yes.
And the cars look, they look so good, you know. You know, so I think we're going to dig it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really big collaboration. I mean, you know, Time Attack and drifting are like two of the biggest things right now for the sport compact scene. And, you know, Time Attack really speaks to some grassroots people and also the people who are really, really dedicated to their craft and dedicated to their business and really use this as an opportunity to use their vehicles as a rolling business card. And to have that type of crowd attracted there already for drifting, to see you guys come out there for Time Attack and see what, you know, top-tier teams are doing for the United States to come out. I mean, it's going to be a really, really big deal. And, you know, I don't know who all is going to be there. Who, what to do you guys already have pretty much done this year's schedule?
You know, I know the World Racing guys are going to be at all the Time Attacks that we're doing.
Awesome.
They've committed.
Awesome.
I know that Mike Warfield and GST, that amazing Subi is going to be out there at every single one of our events as well.
Awesome.
You know, and, you know, down the line, you know, all the players out there are looking at, you know, being in as many as possible. I didn't want to really put anybody on the spot, but, you know,
nope,
kind of
that's cool.
Just conversations with people, you know, people are pretty excited and, you know, they're looking to, you know, they're looking to run with us everywhere. You know, at the same time, you know, I used, you know, like I told you before, race a drag race, how it is, it's not cheap to do this, you know, what these
right.
guys do.
Right.
So, you know, of course we never have no hard feelings for anything. They're not able to make it out, but, we hope with the schedule that we've put together so far this year that, you know, people are going to break the bank or do whatever they're going to do to get out. That's what I'm hoping.
Right. Well, it's a really big deal. And, you know, I think the World Racing Car, everybody's really looking forward to that. You know, as one is if not the fastest front wheel drive car that we have in the States out there kicking ass and taking names, we're going to have Rob Cardona on a little bit later. Matter of fact, Rob is in the chat room. Rob, why don't you go ahead and call in, and we'll have a little Time Attack conversation real quick before Jason has his softball game. But, you know, you have GST car. I think everybody knows that car. I mean, if you read any magazine, you've probably seen ads with that car in it.
Right.
No doubt, you know, seeing that car on some of those long stretches that Road Atlanta has, I mean, people are really looking forward to seeing what that car is capable of. And the same thing with the World Racing Car. I mean, it is an incredibly fast car as it is. At the event for New Jersey, you know, seeing that thing come around that light bulb and hit that straight, you know, it's incredibly fast. So to have those cars out there, those crowds, people are going to be really, really excited, not to mention the media coverage that's going to happen due to this great collaboration. Are you guys also going to be working with the MotoYQ Pacific Tuning Car Championships this year too?
Yeah, you know, something that I was going to you know, bring up when I had an opportunity, but yeah, they're going to be running with us at the first event of the year, which is Buttonwillow, April 21, 22, out in California, which is an existing NASA event. It could be NASA. The MotoIQ Pacific Tuner Car Challenge, and, of course, Global Time Attack. So, you know, kicks off the year with something really super cool with a group, you know, three great groups all getting together. And they're also going to be running exhibition cars in the Global Time Attack sessions out at the two Formula Drift events that we will be at as well.
Sweet. Very, very excited. We have cousin Rob Cardona on the line right now. How are you doing this evening, Rob?
I'm doing great. How is everybody?
Doing good, Rob. How are you doing?
Doing good.
Okay, so we know that, you know, World Racing has been on the team for Global Time Attack last year and this year, and I think you guys have really supported Time Attack in general with your great efforts. You know, what are you guys really looking forward to seeing this year?
Man, you know, we're looking forward to, you know, the new structure of how these events are going to be done. Really mm-hmm. looking forward to, you know, Road Atlanta is an awesome facility, and to, you know, get to kind of merge with the FD guys and do an event together where we bring out all the true sport compact enthusiasts at a facility like that. I mean, sky's the limit.
100%. 100%. What else are you guys looking forward to this year with Global Time Attack?
Well, I mean, really, you know, we're looking forward to taking our Scion back out this year. You know, we're really fortunate to be campaigning another new car this year. Well, new car from last year, the 2011 TC. And, you know, the first couple of times we took it out this year, we learned a lot with it, and we were able to do some pretty amazing things with it right out the box. So, you know, Scotty and our team of, you know, wizards over here have been working on it over the winter, and we're looking forward to breaking it back out and, you know, chopping down some of these records that we've set previously.
And I'm sure a lot of people are looking forward to that, too, if they've been keeping up with the awesome videos that you guys have been putting out over the course of the season. I think everybody's been watching what you guys are doing. So let's talk Time Attack in general, guys. Any new rules? Yes.
You know, I got some news I wanted to break on your show.
Oh, really? Oh, well, I'm honored. Go for it.
Well, you know, it's funny, man. It's like right down to the wire. I've had emails going back and forth with these people today. You know, if it was going to be okay to talk about this and tease this information a little bit. You know, so
okay.
Don't press too much for details and things like that, but, you know, we're finally ready to be able to release what the finals is going to be for Global Time Attack in 2012, what our sixth and final event will be.
Oh, really? Wow, okay.
If you look around, I've just been kind of, you know, we haven't been able to say what we're doing. I've just said it's going to be either in October or November. You know, we're
right.
wanting to go back up to Infineon again. They've still got that date. It's a little wet up there during that time of the year, so, you know, that worries us a little bit. You know, another opportunity came across that we've been working on for a long time now, to be honest with you. We're going to be working with Superlab Battle. North American Time Attack Finals. Same date that they always have, the same place they always have it. We're going to work together. And, you know, we're going to just, you know, try to make Time Attack big, you know. And this is just a progression that needs to happen, that we feel we need to work with the right partners. You know, and, you know, sometimes you know, working together with someone, it ends up being the best result. We feel that, you know, the power, the prestige, the history that Superlap Battle has, and, of course, the magazine support behind it with Super Street Magazine and the rest of the Source Interlink books, you know, we think it's going to be an amazing way to cap off 2012. You know, I work next door to Rob, and I wasn't even able to tell him what was going on. So this is the first time he's hearing about it, too. First time anybody's hearing about it. I just got an email right now when we were speaking that it was okay to talk about it. I haven't even told Nadir yet that I was going to break it tonight. But it's going down, dude. I'm excited, man. Like, it's going to be really good, bro. It's going to be really good.
Whoa. Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
I'm excited, too.
Rob, do you want to relay your excitement about
well,
that?
Well, I mean, you know, that's where Time Attack's going. You know, Nadiri and Jason are the, you know, the pioneers of Time Attack here in the United States. You know, these guys wrote the rule book 5-6 years ago when this all started, you know what I mean? And to see some of these entities merging together to bring the community a better show is just going to be phenomenal for the sponsors, for the racers, for all the people that support Time Attack. And, you know, it's going to let our sport grow.
No doubt. I'm having a little bit of a seizure over here. Like, I'm totally geeking on that. And God, somebody's got to get me out there for that. I don't know how. If I can sleep on the floor, I will do so. I have a tent. We'll make it happen. But
hey,
I got to be there.
You're welcome to come hang with us here in California anytime, buddy.
Hey,
you
man.
Know it, dude. You know
hey.
It. You know it.
I don't know what to say, dude. That's, you know, this is the thing, right? I've always wanted to, when I started the show, Will's Carcast, it was all about putting out there what everybody's doing with people's voices. Because print media, as great as it is, it's not as quick, and I don't think you really get people's passion. And I think everybody listening right now to you two guys, they're going to really hear that you love what you do, and you love what's going on, and you love this industry. So everybody, I'm sure they're freaking out, happy, clapping hands, high-fiving each other. And if anybody's got a project car, you got to bring your A game, because this is going to be a serious event. Don't get caught slipping out there. But in general, are there any rule changes for Global Time Attack this season that may affect you know, the cars and what people will be able to get done this year?
You know, there are some minor changes, and there even more so, I should probably say, some clarifications on some things. You know, we like rule books to, I don't want to say vague, but, you know, leave things up to interpretation. I don't like to tell people what they can't, you know, or I'm sorry,
okay.
I don't like to tell people what they can do. You know, I mean, if it's not, if it doesn't say you cannot do it, then you could probably do it. But, you know, there were some things that needed to be clarified, so, you know, to be completely honest with you, I'm not the best person to speak on every, you know, different detail of the rules. I know one of the major things that I would not mess up right now would be in our limited class, which Red used to refer to as the modified class.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people still call it that. Please start calling it the limited class for us. but anyways, we're going to allow carbon fiber roofs in that class. That was something
Ooh.
That, you know, was kind of up in the air. Weren't sure what we were going to do with that yet. But, again, you know, I'm going to use the word progression. We see that as a progressionary thing, that people are modifying their cars with much easier. And plus, it's somewhat of a safety issue as well. You know, in order to, you know, put the safest type of roll cage and the best welds and to get to every point that you need to, most likely you're going to tear the roof off motherfucking ways. And why not put a carbon fiber roof back on it? It's a simple modification for people nowadays. You know, so that's one thing that we've changed. You know, to be honest with you, you know, go to our website, globaltimeattack.com / rules, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already updated there.
Okay, well, Ned's in the chat room, so he'll give us the official link for that.
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah, Naz dropped that for me. Very, very cool stuff right there.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm gonna have to bail here in a couple seconds, and I just wanted to get like some business out the way. We did open registration, and I don't mean to take over the show. We did open registration. we did open registration today for the first event for Buttonwillow. Butts and Gear. It's open. It's early. You know, same price that it was last year, $500. We are running an early bird discount, $50 off. Another exclusive tonight on the show. Just type in BIRD, bird, for early bird, and you could receive $50 off if you want to sign up for the Buttonwillow, California, April 21-22 event that we will be holding with NASA and Moto IQ.
Awesome. Everybody go check it out. Jason, thanks for coming on the show, man. We'll definitely check in with you guys throughout the season. You guys are still doing the webisodes on Thursdays, every other Thursday?
Every other Thursday, yes, sir. I appreciate that.
No problem. Justin.tv/globaltimeattack, correct?
You got it.
Definitely go check it out. John Nadiri is the host. Good stuff. You guys got like a green screen thing going on there. Looks pretty dope.
Yeah, I got to give it up to you know, Daryl David from Bell One Communications, helping us out with that. That's you know, he's producing those shows for us, those Clockwork GTA webisodes.
Yeah, everybody go check it out. Much love. Thanks a lot for coming on, Jason. We'll check in with you throughout the season for news and updates and details.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right,
take it easy, JD.
You too. Thanks, Rob. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, everybody, that was Jason Deanhart from Global Time Attack, globaltimeattack.com. Clockwork GTA is their web episode series every other Thursday. You know, those guys have been out there grinding. Last year's GTA season was top-notch. This year is going to be amazing, and this is the sort of collaboration that I want to see throughout all of our industry, all the motorsports. And I'm just a guy with a mic, so I don't got much clout. But anyway, we still have Rob on the line. Rob, thanks for coming on the show, dude. Very exciting.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. You know, me and the guys here at World Racing are really excited that you brought us on and, you know, gave us an opportunity to chit-chat about what we've got going on for this year.
Well, you know, for me, it's all about the backstory. It's all about what you guys are up to. And you guys do an awesome job with those videos. I think I've seen every single one. And it's all very exciting. And, you know, you do a really great job telling everybody what's going on, what you guys are doing, and, you know, how the car is working and how the team is working. And even when you guys have issues, you really relay it like, it's not that big a deal. We'll just work overnight and make it happen, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm fortunate to be blessed with a team of just excellent guys that, you know, bleed World Racing. And no job's too small for my guys. And we do whatever it takes to make it happen, you know. Like, I mean, whether it's work all night through the cold outside, you know, whatever the task is, nothing's too big for my guys to just take it by the horns and wrestle it and make it happen.
Well, go ahead and give them a shout out, man, because you got at least one other guy here in the chat room here, Cobra.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, the team roster kind of goes like this. I mean, we've got, you know, the mecca of, you know, old sport compact guys going on over here.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know, like, I mean, basically, you know, a day at World Racing, you know, you're capable of running into, you know, the big guy. Chris is always around, you know, doing his thing, spreading the love, and, you know, making everybody, you know, putting everybody on their toes, I guess.
Yep.
You know, Kareem El Sharif is our sales manager at Descendant and World Racing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, Kareem's old school drag race guy. He's got a lot of experience with front wheel drive, everything. And
right.
He's a great asset to our team. Mike Alejos handles all of our marketing and social media stuff. The master fabricator himself, Scott Stanwood, is, you know, just there's words can't even describe that man. You know, it is what it is. I mean, we are just, you know, fortunate to have a great team of guys. Eric Plabani runs our East Coast facility. We nickname him the Cobra, and I mean, he's lethal, man. You know, the guy's been doing sport compact cars since, you know, the early 90s, and, you know, the team of just guys that Christian's put together here, once we all get mixed together, I mean, it's just,
right.
it's a sick potion.
Well, you know, you guys have everybody over there, and to see
everybody
on the video. Well,
yeah,
you
even
Gary Kubo.
You know, got Gary Kubo. I mean, I don't know how I forgot, you know, Gary Kubo. I mean, he's a legend in his own, you know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, you look at Gary's, you know, background and what his, you know, power plants have done in the sport compact industry.
I mean,
that dude's got the record to, you know, the first 9-second, first 8-second, 7-second, and 6-second pass in a front-wheel drive car. You know what I mean? And, like, his engines powered all of those vehicles, whether it was a Honda, a Scion, a Saturn, you know, a GM-powered car. I mean, whatever it was,
yeah.
Gary is, you know, he is a wizard in the machine shop. And, I mean, when he puts together an engine, we know we can run 50 pounds of boost through that thing, whether it's a time attack motor or it's a drag motor. You know what I mean? Like,
right,
we build that stuff, you know, from the ground up and as strong as possible. I mean, it's like a bomb shelter.
Well, and I think that's, you know, it's a testament to have, you know, all the combined years of research, of skill, of experience under one roof. And I think that that's what makes you guys such a threat out there. When, you know, when people see you guys roll up, and you're also very, very professional, and I've never heard a bad word said about you guys. You guys are very professional. You're out there, and everybody's, you know, dedicated, and I think that that's what everybody sees in you guys is, you know, you all work as a team, and, you know, very rarely, it seems like every word is used efficiently. It's never any sort of willy-nilly conversation. You guys are in the zone when you guys are out there making it happen. And I think that's what everybody should be looking towards as Time Attack continues to grow. You know, people are going to throw around, well, they just got a giant budget. Well, you know, maybe, but that doesn't matter. These guys all work as a team. If they were just working out of the back of the truck, it would still look just like this. And that's the way I feel. You tell me.
No, it's the truth, man. You know, I've got a group of, you know, like diehard guys here, seriously, you know. I mean, and they're all extremely experienced in their fields. And, you know, Chris is a great talent scout, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really testament to why our team's as powerful as it is right now and why we've been able to put together these crazy machines that Chris comes up with in his head and, you know, turn them into a reality, take them to the racetrack, and, you know, do everything we said we were going to do with them. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's a testament to just having great people, a great talent scout, and passion. You know, like, mm-hmm. every one of my guys just bleeds passion. I can't say that enough because, I mean, from the outside looking in, all you see is a really cool car. It's been on the cover of a magazine or this or that, or you see it in the videos. But, I mean, the hard work and just diehard dedication that goes into everything that we do is why when you see us at the racetrack, you know, that just comes out. I mean, this is all of ours dream put together here at World Racing. It's not Chris's dream. It's not Gary's dream. You know, this is a collective group of guys that are, you know, fulfilling their destiny almost.
Yeah, and GST Mike over here, he says that the guys from World Racing work like they're a part of everyone else's team as well, that you guys help everyone else if they come and ask. And that's always good to hear as well, that you guys help everybody else out.
You know what? I mean, that comes from drag racing, man. You know, like, I mean, back in the day, I mean, when all of us started this and, you know, no one was perfect. You know, nobody had all the answers. It took working together, finding the people, the key people that really knew what was going on, you know? And, I mean, and that's where, I mean, to us, and that's great to hear, you know? I mean, a lot of guys are a little intimidated by the big rig and the skulls and everybody wearing all black. But at the end of the day, man, I mean, there's not a thing Christian or any of our guys wouldn't do to help get one of our competitors on the racetrack and out racing with us. And, you know, that brings up a good point. You know, it's, you know, like right now we're helping Renzo put together his unlimited front wheel drive Honda. And, I mean, you know, you'd never think that, you know, an unlimited front wheel drive team that's out there competing would even work on a competitor's car. And it's not like that, you know. We're all about going fast, and
right.
Not just us going fast, it's making everybody around us you know, bring them up to the level where we're at, because we know that as we can, you know, build upon this community, that Global Time Attack, you know, it's where it's going to be at over the next couple of years. We'll continue to see the most innovative and, like, technological cars go out there and just shatter these records that, you know, super high-dollar race cars are putting down, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then you've got
right.
these Time Attack cars that, you know, just bleed technology and are going out and setting track records all over the country and, you know, really opening up the eyes to guys that are, you know, whether they're road race guys that have been doing it their whole life or, you know, new guys that are just getting into Time Attack. You know, it's a cool thing to be a part of.
Yeah, and it is. And it's always fascinating to see what you guys are doing over there. And I'll tell you a story. I tell people this all the time. And it was at New Jersey. And, you know, some guy was walking by the car. And this sort of leads me into my next question about the swing cars. This guy was walking by, and I'm at the fence. I'm on my phone. Just hearing him talking about, oh, what's about that stupid front wing? Oh, it's so stupid. And he's walking over there. He's talking to a friend of his, and I'm like, oh, he's just some meathead, whatever. And he walks over, and he starts talking to Chris. And I can't hear what he's saying, but he just starts pointing that stuff in the car. And I just see the guy's eyes just go wide, and literally he's converted. Like, oh, well, now I get it, you know? And have you ever that sort of experience?
Yeah, no, I mean, totally, you know, physics are hard to prove wrong. And the reality of it is that as dumb as that front wing looks, the 27 or 28 track records that Wings helped us put under our belt, you know, proves performance. You know, it's function over form over here. And, you know, we're really fortunate to work with a great group of consultants. And, you know, our aerodynamicist came in a few years ago, and he looked at the rule book, and, you know, there isn't much there in time attack when it comes to a rule book. But when you compare that to any other professional form of motorsports, everyone else is painted into a box. Aero can only be this. And that's why guys, you know, they work whatever they can into that box and do the best they can. We're very fortunate that we race in a professional form of motorsports where it's a clean slate. We can do whatever we think's going to work best. And, you know, when you look at what we try to put 1,000 horsepower to the front wheels. You know what I mean? And as, you know, everyone knows physics, you know, as you try to apply that power, it becomes harder and harder, and you become more traction limited. The way that we've designed the Fwing actually ties into the shock towers, ties into the whole chassis, and, you know, we leverage that over the full amount of the car, you know, and the reality of it is at 70 to 100 miles an hour, and there's over 800 to 1,000 pounds of downforce directly applied to the front of the car. And when the car's trying to put 1,000, you know, foot-pounds of torque down to the ground, it just wants to lift up. Well, when it's got at least, you know, when it's got, you know, downforce fighting it, that's, you know, that's physics, you know what I mean? It just works.
Right.
Might not be the prettiest thing in the world, and it's not something all of us want to see rolling around on the streets, but the reality of it is that we race an unlimited front-wheel drive time attack car. And, you know, until someone comes out with an unlimited front-wheel drive car without a wing and can go run some of the numbers that we have, we'll be proven wrong then, you know?
You know, 100%. You know, I definitely, when I first saw it, I was like, huh? And then you start to think about it, you're like, you know, this really is sort of the next logical step, I guess. I mean, your front splitter can only get so big. Your canards can only get so big. The front end of that car can only, you know, really apply so much downforce down there. You would really have to take it to that next step. And, you know, everything that I remember when I first saw the car, and, you know, some of the comments, and people just, you know, they didn't really get it. But I think really all it took was you guys getting out there, putting down those numbers, and then looking at that stopwatch, and it's, you know, the numbers speak for themselves. I mean, it really, that's really all there is to say about it. And, you know, you guys have definitely been ahead of the curve on so many things, and I've seen, you know, I think at least one other car rocking that front wing, so at least, you know, imitation is the best form of flattery, so.
Yeah, you know, I mean, to us, it's all about, like I said, getting everybody to, you know, bring their game up. As they push the envelope, we're going to, you know what I mean, we'll work that much harder to push the envelope even harder. And, you know, like, we've never done anything conventional.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, the reality of it is that the whole car is unconventional. Who's trying to put 1,000 foot-pounds of torque down on a front-wheel drive car, a front-wheel drive road race car? You know what I mean? You got to think outside of the box. And by doing so, it's, you know, it's led us to where we're at today.
100%. So what can we expect for Fwing 2.0 this year?
Man, Fwing 2.0 this year. Fwing 2.0 this year is going to have a little bit more steering, a lot more downforce, and, you know, we're always power challenged. We're not good with 1,000 foot-pounds. We want, you know, 1,200, 1,300 sounds a little bit, you know, more in our realm.
Well, you know, and I think that's a part of the game. I mean, it's to be expected. And, you know, going from Fwing 1.0 to Fwing 2.0, for those that don't know, what's the difference between the two?
Well, I mean, the main difference between the two is that Fwing 1 truly started off as just your street car with a turbo kit and a front lip. Then we put a cage in it and a rear wing. And then, you know what I mean, it evolved to its next stage. And then evolved to its next stage. And if that didn't work right, you know, cut it off and weld something else on there. So it was an ongoing, you know, project that we, you know what I mean, eventually figured out, basically. The neat thing about Fwing 2 is that we started with Ron Mathis, who's our consultant doing, you know, he's the crew chief on the car. And we started with a clean chassis, one that we had all of the ideas that we had learned from Fwing 1, but, you know what I mean, that we wanted to take into a new car and do it so with, you know, with the idea that we want to make it easier to work on and that, you know, lightweight is a magical thing, is what Ron calls it. And that's the truth, you know. So that's what we did. We developed a car that was stronger, lighter, therefore faster. And, you know, now that we've, you know, the car's only, you know, we've taken it to Button Willow, we've taken it up to Infineon, and that's really, you know, the only two places we've gotten much testing out of the car. But, you know, when we compare the data to what we had with Fwing 1, and you look at what we've got with Fwing 2, I mean, for us to go out at the very first event we take the car to and break the previous track record, with a brand new car right out the box was just, you know what I mean, phenomenal on our end. We were, you know, it was kind of like mission accomplished to a certain extent that right out the box we had something that we knew was better than what we had raced previously. And, you know, it's a testament to great engineering. Ron Mathis has experience with, you know, a lot of different forms of motorsports. You know, one of his most notable prizes or notable projects is that, you know, he worked when Audi won the Le Mans several times and with the LMP cars. You know, he was the chief engineer behind those cars. You take it back all the way to something that most of us, you know, old school sport compact guys are going to remember, but when the North American Super Touring Car Challenge or Championship ran here in the United States, where the super popular yellow New Speed Honda Accord that really kind of, you know, gave birth to the sport compact industry, you know, those cars really pushed the envelope when this was really starting to get off the ground and gave them some notoriety. Well, Ron happened to be the crew chief of the two Dodge Stratuses that had also raced alongside that Honda Accord. And as soon as those two Dodge Stratuses were unveiled, I believe in 99 and 2000, they went out and immediately won the Manufacturer's Cup and the Driver's Cup 2 years in a row before the series had came to an end. So, you know, when it goes back, I mean, to Ron, his experience with front-wheel drive road racing is, you know, goes back to the, you know, late 90s, basically, early 2000s, where, you know, a lot of the ideas that, you know, that was a series that the cars were extremely corked. The rules were really tight. They were all naturally aspirated. You know, and what these guys did is, you know, that's where all the little things made a huge difference because they didn't have horsepower to overcome some of the things that, you know, helps us in many ways, to be honest with you.
Right.
And, you know, to have Ron basically dream out this new front-wheel drive car in his head over the last 7 or 8 years, that's what we, you know, ended up building. And when you go back through the videos, like you were talking about, I mean, like the torsion test that we did with the car, I mean, most people have looked at the car and they're like, well, there's not even an X-brace in the car. And it's like, well, you know, just because every other car has one doesn't necessarily mean that it needed it. And, you know, that's where, you know, it's a great thing to be able to utilize some, you know, some guys with just way more talent than what we could ever dream to have and, you know, kind of bring it all together in-house and, you know, collectively come up with these, you know, cars that we've been putting together.
Well, I think when you have sort of team behind and, you know, all the experience, you know, sometimes you can take that unconventional shot and just say, you know what, let's give it a shot. Let's see what happens. I've been thinking about it. The numbers look okay. Let's give it a shot and let's see what happens. Hey, if it works, it works, right?
Yeah, totally. Yep, and that's, you know, and that's the route we've gone with this. You know, function over form for sure. And, you know, just pushing the envelope. I mean, it's not like there's a, you know, a written handbook to this stuff, you know. And, you learn by going out and putting it to it and really trying, you know, trying new ideas. And, you know, sometimes you fail. And, you know, we've been behind that road as well. And, you know, that's why the Fwing One was such an ongoing project, you know.
Right.
I mean, after the wing was originally put on the car, a lot of people don't realize, but we actually cut the whole front of the car back off after we ran it, you know, at three or four events with the wing on it, because we had learned something that we knew we could improve upon. And, you know, it starts from there. And if, you know, and if we didn't cut the front off and try it, we wouldn't be at where, or we wouldn't be where we're at today.
Well, and that's true. You guys have been through so much. And there's one car that is, you know, almost, I like it almost a little bit more than the Fwing cars, the Fwing 1 and Fwing 2.0, is the all-wheel drive car. I don't know what happened to it. Can you give me any details?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the all-wheel drive car is a masterpiece. You know what I mean? It truly was a masterpiece for us. You know, we got it done, and we were able to run it there a little bit at the end of the season in 2010. However, Scion's focus changed a little bit with the new body style coming out. And,
okay,
you know, with the new body style TC coming out and Chris being, you know, the brand ambassador, it just didn't make sense for Christian driving the old car. And the reality of it is that Scion in 2011 really tried to go back to the roots. They wanted to, you know, authenticity's key. And, you know, it's hard to, you know, win on Saturday or win on Sunday and sell cars on Monday when the car that you won with just isn't real. You know what I mean? And at
right,
the end of the
right
day, there is no all-wheel drive Scion TC that you can go buy at the dealership. So for the true enthusiast that, you know, it looks at the car, you know, it's almost like it's untangible. Like, oh, you know, like I could never
right
really have something like that. And,
right, right, right,
you know, we took Scion's lead and we developed Fwing 2.0. We utilized some of the, you know, key components that we had with the all-wheel drive car on the new car. And so it's been, you know, she's disabled now at this point, but, you know, it's a beast that, you know, hopefully one day maybe get unleashed. We just don't know. You'll have to kind of wait and see.
All right, dude. I can work with that. I can definitely work with that. So let's talk about you. I mean, what's your story? I mean, I think up until this point, I really hadn't heard of you, and maybe that's just because I haven't gone that deep, but, you know, what's your story? I mean, how did you wind up at World Racing?
I mean, to be honest with you, I started this back, I come from Indianapolis. I was
okay
very fortunate to mentor with some great people in motorsports, which gave me the ability to meet people like Christian and Gary Kubo and, you know, develop relationships with these guys that has eventually, you know, turned into what it is today. My, you know, experience goes back. I mean, I, you know, had Hondas that were on the cover of Super Street back in, you know, early 2000 and just, you know, been knee-deep into the Honda game since I was coming out of high school.
Right.
As the drag racing thing evolved, I had moved to Atlanta, and I worked with Sam Madavi from Madavi Motorsports.
Okay.
I helped Sam win the 2004, 2005, and we runnered up in 2006 for the Turbo 6 Drag Race Championship,
okay,
which really, you know, opened my eyes up to doing events and traveling around the country and, you know, helping manage a team of guys that, you know, had one goal. And, you know, my relationship with the boys here at World Racing has, you know, like, I mean, I've literally known Chris for 15 years now, been, you know, an ally in helping him source parts or components or
right
to help, you know, just help in general. And I've been with Christian now here in World Racing for 4 years now. You know, they call me the team principal now at this point. So, you know, I try to help keep things in order over here and, you know, try to make sense of all of this when things get a little confusing.
Well, and I think you really do a really great job as a spokesperson for the team. I mean, you do all the videos and everything else. So I really think people are comfortable with, I'm comfortable with that title. I mean, that works. I mean, was it a little humbling when They laid that on you?
Yeah, I mean, not really. I mean, see, I'm really fortunate. I also, in 2000 and 2001, I was the first host of a Sport Compact TV show. I was the host of High Rev Tuners with Katrina Fraze. It was a show that aired in 2000.
I remember this, I think.
Yeah. And, you know, that's where I, you know, kind of first got used to being in front of the camera. And, you know, we have a great documentarian here. Adam Remeyer, who does all of our videos and everything, is awesome to work with. And, you know, he and I have great chemistry. We're able to, you know, really try to portray the message that we're trying to put out there with these videos. And, you know, I mean, couldn't do it without my great team of guys.
You know what? No doubt, man. No doubt. Definitely got something on there. I'm surprised you don't have like a your own personal line of sunglasses yet, man. They gotta get that working, man. You like that?
I'm hardcore on my VZs. They take really good care of me.
That's cool, man. That's cool. So you know, there's so much to talk about. I mean, for Time Attack, it's been it long enough that I think you know you've seen sort of what's going on elsewhere in the world. There's a lot of teams out there from Japan and in Europe, but you know, does World Racing have like a hit list of teams they want to get up against and see how you guys do?
You know, I've never really thought of it like that. I wouldn't say we have a hit list. You know, like our goal is just to be the fucking fastest anywhere we go, man.
Right.
That's really it. You know, I think a lot of that comes from drag racing. You know, all of us are drag racers deep down at heart. And,
right.
You know, that's where, you know, we love coming to new places. We love going to the places we're familiar with. But it's, you know, we want to put together the fastest machine possible and, you know, lay it all out on the line in one or two laps and see what we can put together.
Well, let me change. Is there a track hit list that you would love to get to?
You know, if I looked at it like that, I would say, you know, I had posted in the forum earlier, 200 miles an hour at Road Atlanta. That's a goal that we would like to accomplish. We've came close. We've been, you know, upper 180s. You know, like I think a year and a half ago, we've set the track record there with a 123, and down the back straight, we were. I think we're at about 189 miles an hour. I think we can hit 200 this year, no problem. So, like,
wow.
There's stuff like that. That's a goal for us. We want to be, you know, the first front-wheel drive car to ever go 200 there. Well, and to be honest with you, we'll be on a list of a very short list of cars that have ever gone 200 there. And you know, we love pushing the envelope. I would say, you know, some of the, you know, tracks that we look forward to going to, you know, there's that new facility that the facility in Ennis will be the first time we get to run there this year, because Global Time Attack and the FD or the Extreme Drift or whatever JD was talking about, the event that they're holding there, I don't think they've ever ran unlimited Time Attack cars there, so it'll be really cool to go there and, you know, kind of lay down a base of, you know, like a staple of, okay, this is what's fast here, kind of. And continue to do that around the country. You know, like a lot of people just, I mean, they don't realize how fast these cars really are going. And, you know, it's fun to be a part of that.
Yeah, I'm, you know, and that's one of the things for me is for Time Attack, and especially for Global Time Attack, is something that I would love to see is, you know, as Global Time Attack continues, to every year, like you have, you know, your core set of tracks that you go to, you know, Button Willow, Clockwise 13, or whichever one it is sort of like the standard. But some of these other courses that, you know, maybe doesn't really see, it sees really, really fast cars, you know, Formula 5000, yada, yada, yada. But I want to see them sort of swing through there with all these Sport Compacts and, you know, some of these Time Attack guys go up there and show people what they haven't seen before and they haven't seen what's capable.
Totally.
So, Monticello or even Virginia International Raceway, which is pretty far away from me, but still, I think on the big course, I think it's like 2.1, 2.3 miles, super long straight. I'm sure a few people would probably run out of gear, but man, I would love to see what you guys run up there.
Yep, well, our little monster's geared to about 210, so wherever we can try to do it, we will.
Hey, that's what I want to hear. And,
yep, no, definitely.
You know, I mean, Road Atlanta has a few nice straights, depending upon how they're going to set up the course. If they run that little box section after the downhill off to the left, and then it's a right and a right, there's a nice long straight there. It's a little bit uphill, but it's going to be interesting to see what you guys run out there. Have you guys considered running in any other events, hill climb or Bonneville, as people were talking about Bonneville, or anything like that?
We would like to possibly hill climb the car. It's something that we've talked about. It's, you know, whether,
yes.
You know, it's a lot of our deal is, you know, where the sponsors want us to go. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if there's interest to go to, you know, hill climb the car, we'd love to, you know, take on the front wheel drive, you know, record there and see what we could do with it with one of our cars. You know, outside of that, you know, just continuing some Time Attack stuff. I mean, you know, it's been neat to get to travel to some of these tracks, but it's neat. You know, it's cool going to the big places. Like Road Atlanta
is
just huge, you know. The new track in West Palm, like that's going to be an awesome track to run Time Attack on because it's such a nice facility. Miller Motorsports Park up in Utah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like that is one of the nicest facilities in the country. We love going up there. So, I mean, you know, to us, it's just really about getting out there, you know, and getting more people involved. I mean, there is a lot of old school drag racers that got their front wheel drive Honda sitting in the garage right now with nowhere to take it. Does not take much more than a shock change and some aero to take that, you know, front wheel drive so-called drag car, turn it into a Time Attack, and then go get some real money out of your car. You know what I mean? Like, there's tons of guys that got, you know, huge investment in their drag cars that, unfortunately, there's just no series to run with anymore. And the way the Time Attack rules are set up, I mean, it could be very easy for a guy that has a pretty nasty drag car, wouldn't cost much to convert it into a Time Attack car and go unlimited racing with us. And, you know, get more
That's
people
an amazing
involved.
Point.
I mean,
No,
I mean, it truly
point.
Is. It's something that we've talked about
that.
For years.
That is amazing. I did not think about that. I mean, if you got, you know, 1,000 horsepower, front-wheel drive, Honda Civic, I figure if you could detune it down just a little bit so it could last at least 3 laps or whatever, you know, there's really well-sorted aero already available. And like you said, suspension change. If I don't have to do too much about the exhaust and ran out of the hood, you'd be good to go.
Exactly.
But again, you do have to get your driving skills together. Perfect opportunity. I think fantastic idea. Maybe you guys got to drop that in your next video and say, hey, all you guys have been drag racing and your car's been sitting in the shop, dust it off, baby. Come hit Time Attack.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that Christian's been, you know, he's been picking away at all these people out there, all these old drag racers that have hung it up and they, you know, aren't running their cars no more. It's like, put a new set of wheels and tires on it. Get a different set of shocks, and man, I mean, sky's the limit. Go have some fun with your car, you know? I mean, that's the one thing, you know, and I just saw it popped up in the board. Time Attack is drag racing for 20 minutes. That is classic, because that's how we approach it. It is.
Right.
You know, it's about going as fast as possible. You know, lay it all out on the line. I mean, it's just drag racing on a bigger course for a little bit longer.
Yeah, you know, and that's what I wanted to see, man. You know, drag racing is such a, man, labor, time, money intensive sport. I mean, way more so than I think any road racing would ever do.
Yeah.
But it's, that's what I'm talking about. That's,
I know, you know, and that's something that, you know, it is cool. I'm glad that I got to mention it here on the show because, I mean, it's the truth, man. There's tons of guys out there with their I mean, whether it's a CRX, a Civic Si, an Integra, I mean, all the Honda boys are out there still. No one's gave up on their car. You know what I mean? But unfortunately, the community and, you know, like the reality of it is, they gave up on drag racing a little bit. You know what I mean? But that doesn't mean that the enthusiasts don't still love their cars. And, you know, one thing that I can definitely say, being a drag racer and going into Time Attack, you get a lot more use out of your car. You actually get to go do something with it. You know what I mean? And, I mean, like you just said, I mean, dude, there is a gangload of cars out there that, you know, very minor modifications, boom, you've got one of the fastest unlimited Time Attack cars out there just on pure numbers. There's not a lot of guys out there doing it. You know, we would love for any of the Honda guys, come with that 1,200 horsepower Honda, give us a run for our money. You know what I mean? Like, that's what we're looking forward to. I mean, that's where, you know, like, the reality of it is we look at guys like Mike at GST and, you know, the guys at, with the NSX. I mean, you know, we're running with those guys. Like, even though we're a front-wheel drive car, like, we want to be the fastest. Well, I mean, give us, you know, we would love to have some competition in that front-wheel drive class. And, you know, that's why we're so on helping Renzo get his car together. And, you know, really anybody else for that matter. If they, you know, if you're in Southern California or you're somewhere up in the eastern part of the country near Pennsylvania and you need someone that you can trust working on your car, I mean, our doors are open. You know, we're not just Scion people. We are car builders. We build fast cars. We build the craziest engines, the craziest turbo setups, and we're all about going fast in whatever make and model it is.
And I think that's where it's at. And, you know, everybody, I'm going to start asking everybody to start tweeting some of these things out, but that's the truth, man. All you four-wheel drive guys, you know, and girls, you know, if you haven't been running in a while, and because you ain't got no place to run, I think there is a home for you in your local Time Attack circuit. I think with some reasonable modifications, a little bit of a detune, probably a more appropriately smaller boosting application, or for you naturally aspirated guys, maybe, you know, a little bit less compression, but, you know, more radiator and, you know, more longevity modifications and soft suspension. You know, get out there and run. I mean, go take some classes, you know, trying to, you know, you have to learn how to turn left and right a little bit, but no doubt, take it from the man himself. Rob Cordona has just said it. Get out there and run. You know, if you've been drag racing and you've been out of it for a little bit, time to get out there and make it happen. Time Attack is going to be the next thing. And the guys over at Global Time Attack, big shout outs to John Deary and Dean Hart and Tony Zerko over there. And especially to you guys over at Racing. You guys have been supporting Global Time Attack since the beginning. So much love to you guys. But let's, you know, the World Time Attack Challenge down there in Australia last year had some really, really awesome cars. The times are fantastic. Is there any interest for you guys to go down there? Would you guys even be able to run down there?
That's the thing, you know. Unfortunately, it's hard for us to look at it and call that the World Time Attack Challenge because, I mean, like, where we come from, we race unlimited cars. And their rule book doesn't allow unlimited cars to come play. If you've got to run DOTs and you've got to run pump gas and you've got to have an exhaust that goes out the back of the car, that's a street car to me, you know what I mean? And the reality of it is that we have an unlimited front-wheel drive Time Attack, the car that is like no other Time Attack machine on the planet. And, you know, they deemed our car a little too wild for their race down there, down under.
Wow. Damn, that's kind of unfortunate because, like, I would really love to see you guys down there.
Yeah, no, I mean, we were all for it until all of the rules came out. And, you know, like, unfortunately, the fuel requirements are really sketchy. The best kind of fuel they'll let you take on is their very own blend of E85, which wasn't provided to the teams. So, you know, for a team like ours that we put so much emphasis on making power, like for me to swap the fuels, I mean, like, I wouldn't want to tune my car on fuel up here, get down there, have a weird batch, and then have nothing but trouble. That wasn't something that they were looking, that they were even interested in bending with.
Right.
The exhaust coming out the hood is against regulations there at the track. And then the reality of it is like, the tire, the approved tire list, I mean, like, we run bigger tires on our street cars. You know what I mean? I mean, that was the problem. I mean, the our car is not built to run with their rules, unfortunately. It would have been an awesome event because we would love to have taken on the cars from Japan. But, you know, unfortunately, like I said, we were deemed a little too wild.
Wow. Well, you know, I'll put the word out here. If any of you guys want to come up and check out Button Wheel of Clockwise 13, or even Road Atlanta, I'm sure the guys at Global Time Attack would love to have any of you teams from Down Under, from Europe, or Japan, or anywhere else. We would love to see you guys here. Now, unfortunately, our rule books are a little bit different. You do have to have a really nice, very spec roll cage of nice, thicker-walled tubing, but we won't get into that. That's a whole different thing. So what's next for you guys? What can we expect as we wind out this show?
I mean, the reality of it is, it's hard to tell what to expect from World Racing. We're a little bit all over the place, but one thing's for sure, we will be at all the Global Time Attack events this year, raising hell. And, you know, breaking track records, hopefully all over the country, and, you know, figuring out a way to cram 60 or 70 pounds of boost through that motor this year instead of 50. So, I mean, you know, sky's the limit.
Most def. Throw out some links, man. Let everybody know where we can keep up with you guys.
Well, I mean, everybody can keep up with us at world-racing.com. There we host all of the videos that, you know, we produce here in-house. We've also got a great following on Facebook. I mean, collectively between me and all the guys, I mean, we've got thousands of people following us on Facebook and watching the videos, and, you know, that's the best spot to find us is, you know, going to be the world-racing.com site.
Very awesome. Well, is there any shout-outs you want to give out, man?
You know, if I was going to give a shout-out, it would be to my team. I'm the most blessed guy in the world. I've, you know, all my guys are my heroes, and could not do this without all of them.
Well, very cool. You know, thanks for coming on the show, Rob. We'll definitely keep up with you guys throughout the season, and anytime I'm doing a GTA recap, man, you guys got something to say, definitely get on and let me know, and no doubt, you know, Mike Warfield and John are going to be on the show, and probably Tony, so if you ever want to get on and just shoot the shit, definitely let me know, and we can make that happen.
Yeah, man, I will, and, you know, Will, you are, like I said, more than welcome. You're, you know, mi casa su casa, brother. that's how it rolls out here, and, you know, if you can get out here, we'll definitely make sure you make it to some of these events with us.
Hey, man, if anybody wants to sponsor me getting to any of these events, definitely hit me up. Rob, thanks for coming on the show, boss. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, for all the support. We love everybody and everybody who helps, you know, make this happen for us.
Everybody get over to Facebook. Show those guys some love. And don't forget to check out the Descendant products as well and What Electronics, hot stuff over there. Thanks for coming on the show, Rob.
Thank you very much, Will. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. All right. Well, everybody, this has been Moto IQ Radio. I hope you guys have had tons of fun on this show and had a great time. We've had so many guests. Oh, big shout out to Bell One Racing. I see you guys in the chat room there. Studio Road, June, what's up? Ty Cooley, what's up? Forced Air, what's up, dude? Scott, I see you. Thank you very much, David Carey. Shout outs to Cobra over there, GST Mike, Austin. Snail Performance, Drew over at Def Motion. What's up, guys? Austin. It's been a great show, guys. I really appreciate it. Up next week, we have Scott Vanderhei from Nissan Race Shop, and he's going to bring a guest on with him. Scott, make sure you give me some details on that. And we're also going to have, I'm working on booking and locking down Cyrus Martinez for the show. For next week, Formula Drift. I think he was a rookie last year, from the year before. But I want to give a few shout-outs to What Monsters Do. Big shout-outs to those guys over there. Jared Deanna, Bone Out LA, Destroyer, big shout-outs to him. So if you guys like Destroyer, DSTROYR.com, go check them out. If you like their gear, you can get 20% off your order if you use the coupon code WILLSCARCAST, all one word. Big shout-outs to them. And Mad Media, they sent me the Mint 400 DVD they put together. So I'm going to go watch that hopefully real soon, and maybe I'll put up a review on MotoIQ.com. If you want to contact me, you can hit me up, Will@MotoIQ.com. Twitter account is @MotoIQRadio. Definitely hit me up there. I know I retweet a lot, but I'm trying to move into some other things. Austin, hit me up with an email. Let me know what's up with that. Will@MotoIQ.com. You know, everybody hit me up. I love talking conversations. This is what the show is all about. And it's for you guys. So coming up next week, we're going to do that. And I believe the week after that, we will have... I know we're going to have Local Motors on the show. If you guys have never heard of Local Motors, definitely go check them out. Local-motors.com. Oh, yeah, big shout-outs to www.trackmidwest.com. Big shout-outs to those guys. Check out the show. Let's see here. Next week, we have Scott Vanderhyde. The week after, the 15th, is going to be John Burton Rogers from Local Motors, local-motors.com. Go check it out. I think you guys are really going to love that show. It's going to be tons of fun, and you're going to go join that site because you're going to want to input in on what they do over there. So with that, much love and respect. If you have any ideas for the show, definitely send me an email, will@motoiq.com. If you want to advertise on the show, this is a perfect space right here while I'm ranting at the end, where I can talk about your company, talk about your products, and hit me up. You can hit me up, or you can hit up Martin Gonzalez at MotoIQ. It's mgonzalez@motoiq.com. You know, this is my favorite part of the week. It's Wednesdays. Is I get to talk to people about some awesome stuff, and I like your idea for the safety show. If you have any ideas or contacts for that, definitely hit me up. Everybody, take it easy. Much love and respect to Rob Cardona, Jason Deanhart, you know, John Nadiri over there at Global Time Attack, and everybody else. Thank you very much for supporting the show. Start sharing the show with your friends. I could definitely use those clicks, man. It makes it easier for me to get out to some of these events. All right, guys, let's wrap this bad boy up. This has been Moto IQ Radio with Rob Cardona, Jason Deanhart, Falcon Time Attack. You guys take it easy. Peace.